Did you hear about the husband with his hand on the television knob who turned to his wife and asked, "Honey, is there anything you want to say to me before football season starts?"
Some wives don't laugh at that one.
That's right. One primary problem in real communication is that we're too busy. An absolute necessity for deep relationships is time. Time with the TV turned off. According to USA Today, the average American watches 6 hours and 59 minutes of TV every day. We must make the time to go deep with each other.
Recently, we observed a skilled family counselor in premarital counseling. He asked the couple, "What makes you think your marriage is going to make it?" The couple said all the usual things, such as, "We love each other, we're committed." And the counselor said, "Most couples who are divorcing have said that too. That what makes you think you are going to make it?" When they had no more answers, the counselor said, "Let me give you 2 suggestions for a lasting marriage. First, put into your budget the time and money for a marriage enrichment weekend every year. And second, keep dating each other. Every week, get away from the house for a time of fun for just the two of you."
Most couples don't schedule time to talk, especially if the couple has small children, limited finances, or both spouses work outside the home. Many couples haven't had an in-depth conversation in weeks. Why not? Well, some have lost the desire to communicate. Some don't know how to communicate, and some are simply not taking the time.
Jack and I like to take 20 minutes in the morning to linger over a third cup of coffee and talk. Occasionally, one of us has a breakfast meeting, but as much as possible, we consider breakfast our time. We guard it jealously because we need it to stay in touch. For deep and growing communication, the price is paid in time. It takes time to enjoy one another on dates, and it takes those few minutes every day as well to ensure depth in our life together.
We would encourage you to start with 5 minutes each day before the kids are up or after they're in bed. Turn off the TV, sit down with a cup of coffee across the table from each other, and begin.